Truth and Lies, how Hollywood films compare to real life.
Hollywood films are often based on real-life events. But how close are they to the truth? Here are two movies that were inspired by true stories. 1. The Impossible.
In December 2004, the Alvarez Bellon family were enjoying a holiday at their beachside hotel in Phuket, Thailand, when disaster struck. Early in the morning of the 26th, a 10-meter tsunami crashed into the resort, slamming Maria, the mother, into some nearby trees. After the initial shock, she found her eldest son, Lucas. Sometime later, villagers carried Maria to a hospital in Tacuapa so that medical staff could operate on her life-threatening injuries. Maria's husband and two younger boys were in the swimming pool at the time. Miraculously, they also survived, and the family was reunited a few days later. In total, the wave killed over 200,000 people.
The film version of the event captures the terror and destructive power of the tsunami and was partially filmed at the resort where the family were staying. But despite the similarities, there's one major difference. While the real-life Alvarez Bellon family are Spanish, the family portrayed in the movie are British. In the film, Maria and Kike are played respectively by British actors Naomi Watts and Ewan McGregor, with Enrique's name becoming Henry and the family's surname changed to Bennett. Director Juan Antonio Bayona, who is actually Spanish, explained that they needed international actors in order to raise funds for the film. He added, "This is not a film of nationality, race, or social class. All that was swept away by the wave." 2. Argo.
On the 4th of November, 1979, radical Iranian militants took more than 60 hostages from the United States Embassy in Tehran, Iran. 6 U.S. diplomats managed to evade capture and were sheltered by Canadian ambassadors Ken Taylor and John Sheardown. With little chance of escape, Canadian and United States officials needed a plan to get them out. CIA operative Tony Mendez eventually came up with an idea. The 6 would pretend to be Canadian citizens working on a Hollywood film. Canadian ambassador Ken Taylor said, "We thought the plan was okay, but we didn't think we really needed something that intricate." They had some other more straightforward schemes, but ultimately went with the Mendez plan. On the 28th of January 1980, the diplomats passed themselves off as Canadian film crew and left Iran safely. The remaining hostages weren't released until a year later, on the 21st of January 1981.
So, how does the film compare to reality? In the film version, CIA operative Tony Mendez is presented as the hero, while the Canadians take a back seat, only providing housing for the diplomats. Director Ben Affleck said that this was to provide greater dramatic tension by making it seem as if everything was resting on Mendez's shoulders. On top of that, British diplomats are shown refusing to help the Americans, something which is hotly disputed by those who were actually there at the time. Defending the film, Affleck explained, "Because we say it's based on a true story, rather than this is a true story, we're allowed to take some dramatic license."
The late singer-songwriter John Lennon once said, "Reality leaves a lot to the imagination." It's clear that the directors of The Impossible and Argo felt this way too.